It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Hey friend, it is power back time, which means we're going to go deep very quickly on a very specific subject so that you can get out of your head and start to see some improvements in your life or in your business. Today, we are digging into the topic of receiving. As a very strong-willed person who is typically the one that everyone else goes to, switching over to being a receiver versus always being a giver doesn't always come quite so naturally. And today I'm going to share with you a couple of different ways that you can start to increase that capacity so that you can start to receive. Look, I'm not telling you to stop helping people. I'm suggesting that perhaps you start to help yourself first. Before we dig into that though, I want to give you an update. Inside the Gutsy Collective this month, we have been focusing on regaining your time and your energy. And if you dig the Gutsy podcast, I think you're really going to like the format of the Gutsy Collective as well. The first Monday of every month, I send you a 20-minute lesson, something for you to really dig into, plus a workbook so that you can really get introspective throughout the month and start to see and feel the shifts. Then every Monday after that, I'm sending you a 5-minute focus audio, something for you to really sink into for that week. And while you are learning individually, you're also learning collectively because you have access to the community. There's weekly accountability check-ins, so many beautiful vulnerability posts, like the community is really supporting one another while they are supporting themselves. The aha moments and the tangible shifts are evident so quickly that I need to shout this from the rooftop. So I would love for you to come in and try out the Gutsy Collective. You get 2 weeks for free. Come take some of the audios, see what the camaraderie is like in the chats. And you know, we're talking today about receiving. Maybe this might be one of your first stretches to start to receive. So just go to lauraora.com, click on Join the Gutsy Collective, and you automatically get 2 free weeks to come in and try it out. All right, let's dig in today about receiving. Listen, this is something that so many women really, really struggle with because, listen, your whole life you have likely been trained to be the strong one, the one that everyone else turns to, the one that everyone else problem solves with. You are the giver, right? And so to switch that around and to be the receiver maybe doesn't feel so natural. And that doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means that you're not used to it and it's different. So I want to share a quick story. I was out to dinner with a dear friend and I caught myself in a moment where I knew that I was about to lop off receiving some of her assistance. So I'll back up real quick. One of my focal points this year is to practice receiving because guess what? All those reasons that I listed before, yeah, I can relate because that is also me. In this chapter of my life though, it is really a priority to practice receiving for my own peace, for my own growth, and to know that I don't have to be the strong one 24/7. Now, receiving does not make you the weak one. It's not a two-sided coin here. If anything, I think that it makes you even more powerful. It teaches you so much about yourself. It really shows the love and the compassion that the people in your world really, really want to shower you with. I mean, you're listening to this podcast right now. That is a form of receiving. And is it a weakness to listen to podcasts? No, you're fueling your mind. You're benefiting your soul. You're feeding your mind with information that's going to help you grow. That's an act of receiving. And because of that, it makes you a better version of yourself. So I'm out to dinner with a friend. We're talking about visions and what's next and all this stuff. And I was really just telling her about this whole new chapter that I'm in, you know, now that I've sold the other two businesses and I'm focusing on being a speaker and a coach and an author. And she was like, you know, what are your big dreams? And we're just having this really deep, beautiful conversation, which I really thrive on. And I was sharing with her how one of my priorities is to be on more stages. I really feel called to be speaking at live events. I love the digital stuff. It gives you so many opportunities, but I also really crave in-person connection. Like, I'm going to talk to you, with you, on the stage, on the floor. I want to hug you afterwards, right? Like, I love that human connection. And she shared, she was like, oh, I might have a few connections. Let me see what I can do. And in that moment, I felt the contraction inside me. I was like, ooh, I don't want to put you out. I don't want you to feel like this is your responsibility. I am not expecting you to do any of these things. No, you don't have to try to find gigs for me. And I caught it. Like, I felt it. I saw it. And I was like, ooh, this is where I typically close up. And I block off receiving. So I paused and I literally said, I thank you. I am practicing right now how to receive. And I do want to set the expectation that I don't have any expectations for you to go out and find me any gigs. But I do want to say that if it should happen naturally or something comes across your path, I will happily receive that from you. So I did set the tone, like, I'm not expecting you now to, you know, go back to your office or go back home and like find events and send things my way like that. I have no expectation of that. However, if it comes up in a natural conversation, if you bump into someone, if someone says, hey, I'm looking for a speaker at this event, do you know any people? Then I also want you to know that I'm willing to receive that and I'm very grateful for it. You see, the alternative here is to lop it off, to say, no, thank you. You don't have to do that. I don't want to, you know, put that burden on you, whatever, and like literally block off the receiving. Now, she's a good friend. She's probably still going to send something from time to time anyway. But if you think about this in the general world, whether it's in your business, in your workplace, amongst your friends or in your family, like if people are like, no, I don't want that, they're not probably going to follow through with giving you things or making the connection or helping you to know something or recommending something. Like if you're consistently telling people no, eventually they begin to listen. And when I was really transparent with my friend, I literally said out loud, I am practicing the art of receiving. She leaned in and she was like, how are you doing that? Because I too need to learn how to receive. And that's where the idea for this episode was born. Now, I think it's important to talk about, okay, what is receiving in the first place? Because that could mean a million different things. And I'm going to list a couple. There's probably things that are unique to you. The goal here is just to kind of spark the idea of knowing like, oh, I didn't even realize that that might be what receiving is for me too. First, in just very elementary terms, I believe that receiving is allowing without minimizing. Meaning you are allowing things to happen. You are allowing people to support you. You are allowing opportunities to come in without downsizing or minimizing that opportunity, that experience, or that moment. So in the example with my friend, how minimizing might look, if I'm like, okay, no, you don't have to find anything for me. That's silly. I don't want to put you out, right? Like that is blocking off and minimizing it. Instead, it's like, you know what? I'm practicing receiving. I would love if something comes across your plate. I would happily be open to hearing about those things. I'm not minimizing it anymore because I know that this is the next step for me. I know that I'm capable of receiving more. And receiving could look a lot of different ways, but some examples are allowing people to help and support you, accepting compliments. Oh my gosh, I see this. I will call you out, by the way. If I am ever in person with you or on a Zoom or wherever, and I throw you a compliment and you start being like, oh, well, I got this in the dollar bin and this isn't fitting quite right. And oh, I don't really like this hair. I'm going to be like, stop it. Just say thank you. That's minimizing. Do you see what I just did? Like, I'm trying to give you a compliment. How many times has this happened in your world? Someone attempts to give you a compliment and you immediately A, reject it, and B, begin to minimize it. It may feel awkward as fuck for a second, but all you have to do is say thank you. Saying yes to opportunities, advancements, jobs, promotions, new clients, these are all ways to receive, to expand. And when you talk yourself out of it, I'm not ready, I'm not good enough, there's better people for them, again, you're minimizing your opportunity. The ability to receive love, connection, true support. I realize this may be a topic that goes deeper for many different reasons, but you have the capacity to receive true love, especially if you allow yourself to have it. And if it's not present here and yet, it will be. But only if you allow yourself, you open yourself up, you heal your heart in a way that you can receive that love that you deserve. Receiving can also look like guidance, hearing someone, allowing someone to give you 2 cents. And speaking of 2 cents, what about 200 or 2,000 or 200,000 or 2 million? Let's talk about receiving money, charging your worth, asking for the raise, accepting a bonus, right? There's all different types of ways of receiving. And so one thing I want you to really think on this week is, where am I pushing things away? Where am I stopping and minimizing stuff? When you start to really notice where you like throw up the brick wall, that can be a really great indicator of where you're actually really ready to start receiving. Now, you might also be thinking, well, why is this so hard in the first place, right? Like, I think especially as women, it just comes so unnatural sometimes. And chances are it's not your fault, just so you know, because things like feeling like you're arrogant or you're full of yourself. Well, society has probably showed you or taught you that. Maybe somebody in your world said something like that to you once. Most certainly, if you have always been the quote-unquote strong one in your world, in your circle, and in your family, it feels kind of unnatural to be the one that kind of lets that guard down for a little while to be in a place to receive. Maybe because you've always been the giver and never have been the receiver, so it just feels unnatural. Uncomfortable in this situation typically means it's just unfamiliar. It doesn't mean that it's wrong. It doesn't mean you are arrogant or full of yourself or weak. It means that you're trying something new. And anytime you try anything new, there is a period of discomfort. Maybe in the past, you've also been taught to feel bad receiving. Like, again, back to this arrogance or full of yourself. How dare you do this because this person needs that? Like, we're just going to bust all that bullshit together today, right? Because every single human on the planet, in one way or another, has been in a place to receive. If you really want to do a little mindfuckery here, every person that you are helping is receiving. And is it so bad for those people to receive your love, your support, your guidance, your intuitiveness, your strength, your amazing abilities around the kitchen, or like your wizardry with scissors and crafts? Is it so bad for those people to receive your guidance and help? See what I'm doing here. You have the ability to also receive that same type of care, love, and support from other people, but you've got to be willing to let it in. So how do you increase this capacity? Because let's be honest, it's not an overnight fix. You're not just going to go from the giver to the receiver overnight. It's going to take some time. And I'm a real nerd for a good analogy. And so I like to look at increasing your capacity to receive very, very much like a balloon. When you first purchase a bag of balloons, or you go to the party store and there all those, you know, unflated balloons are just sitting on the counter, They're small, right? They're small, they're dense, the actual latex is very tight, and it's just all kind of compact. Now, if you were to take a fire hose and attach it to the end of that balloon, and you would turn that fucker on full blast, you are going to blow out that balloon, and it's not going to work. However, if you just take a good deep breath and blow into the balloon a little bit, and let it stretch and deflate, and then you do it again, and it stretches and it deflates, and you do it again, and it stretches and deflates, you begin to increase the elasticity of what that balloon can hold. That capacity strengthens. It gets wider. it starts to take shape and form. And it also gets stronger because there is this expand and contrast moment that's happening. This is what I'm recommending that you also do for yourself. You, your body, and your mind are the balloon. And the best way to strengthen your capacity to receive is by small moments that strengthen your wall. And you can do this with three fairly simple steps. So first is to catch the discomfort, right? That moment where you start to contrast, you start to pull in, you start to hunch down like, oh God, I don't want your help. Catch that. Notice that in your body. Then shift into just pausing for a second. Ground in your growth. This gives yourself a hot second to notice it and to like get back in check with yourself. And if receiving is really a goal that you want to achieve or something that you're practicing, this pause allows you to reconnect with that. And then you can choose to accept, which ultimately is the act of receiving. So at dinner with my friend, I caught the discomfort. I felt my body pull in. I paused for a second. I literally took a deep breath. And then I said out loud, you know what? I'm practicing receiving. And if it so happens that you run into someone, you hear something, or there is a good connection, I would be happy to hear more about it. And that's it. I blew a little bit into the balloon and I strengthened the wall a little bit further. And the more that you do this, the easier it gets to be. It invites a safety into your body so that you, your body, your mind, your nervous system know like, hey, it's actually okay to receive help. It's okay to receive a compliment. It's okay to receive an increase in my wages. Because just like all the people that receive from me, I am also worthy of receiving from others. And one of the easiest, like most simplistic ways to start with this is when people give you a compliment. Like I'm telling you, that is one of the ones where women shut that shit down almost immediately. Catch yourself, my friend. Someone compliments the skirt that you're wearing or your new haircut or the new frames on your glasses and they throw you a compliment, catch the discomfort, pause and ground in your growth, and then choose to say, thank you. They're new and I love them. Thank you. I'm trying something new and it feels pretty cool. Or you could just simply say thank you. Flex that balloon, my friend. Increase that capacity. Because before you know it, you could have a whole slew of balloons that are filled and beautiful and decorating your space with such joy. And when you are full, you get to turn around and be that giver to other people still. And what a beautiful cycle when everyone is giving and receiving. I mean, it literally is just like a circle of joy. If we could just have more of that in this world, imagine how much happier as a society we could be. So practice your art of receiving, my friend. There's incredible joy, peace, and opportunities on the other side of it. I'm also going to slide across the table because people pleasing always, always, always runs to the top of the content list when I talk about it. So the May focus inside the Gutsy Collective is about shifting away from people pleasing. These are short but profound exercises that you can implement immediately to start to see and feel that change in your world. So again, 2 weeks free. It's on me. I want you to experience the power of these transformations. Just go to lauraora.com. Click on Join the Gutsy Collective, or you can click on it in the show notes below. And I would love to support you more on the inside of the collective. You can also come say hi. I play the most on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. You can find me using @ThatLauraAura. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.